Hello, everyone. Welcome to your weekly tech update, the show that explores the newest, coolest, and admittedly sometimes mind-boggling side of tech available on the interwebs. I'm your gaming connoisseur, Ray McNeil. Coming up on the program today, Wing will test its drone delivery service in the U.S. with Walgreens and FedEx. Arcimoto is finally shipping its three-wheeled EV to customers. And happening in this week's What The? A tiger chases after a motorcycle in a terrifying video. That and a whole lot more coming up on today's edition of your weekly tech update, next. Hi everyone. Copying has a long and rich history in Silicon Valley. From Apple co-founder Steve Jobs' infamous raiding of Xerox PARC to the legal nightmare that is the Apple-Samsung smartphone design dispute, to the almost company-crushing extent Facebook has gone to keep Instagram ahead of Snapchat. But while Facebook has earned itself a reputation as a modern tech giant unashamed of cloning its biggest competitor's best features, Amazon has gone one step further. That's right, it's cloned a shoe. To be precise, Amazon has copied the hallmark product of Bay Area-based apparel company Allbirds, which coincidentally took Silicon Valley by storm a few years ago because of its low-maintenance, ultra-comfortable running shoe. Much has been written about how Allbirds, a Warby Parker-style effort to simplify a traditionally involved purchase into something thoughtless and utilitarian, was able to take over the fashion-adverse tech industry. The secret, it turns out, was making a nice shoe wrapped in an inoffensive design. Simple colors and a modest price tag, and then slapping the phrase merino wool onto it. But less has been written about the army of copycats that have since cloned the Allbirds design and peddled their knockoffs online at lower prices. In fact, Allbirds has gone to great lengths to defend itself against such copycats, including famous fashion designer Steve Madden. In that case, the result was a settled lawsuit over trademark infringement. If you search Allbirds on Amazon right now, well, you're going to find a wide variety of clones for sale. Now, Amazon, through its in-house private label brand 206 Collective, has jumped on the Allbirds cloning bandwagon. Amazon has gone on a private label spree over the past few years and is now selling its own products across dozens of categories, but under various names entirely unassociated with the Amazon brand. It's important to mention that this behavior has landed Amazon in hot water with regulatory agencies before, specifically in the EU, where the company is under investigation for using sales data from third-party sellers to develop and sell similar products of its own. That said, the shoe looks nice, and it's $45, which is less than half the price of your standard pair of Allbirds. Somewhat more perplexing are the reviews. Each one appears to have been written by an Amazon Vine user, which are people Amazon invites into its exclusive program based on their review history. Those customers get free products and are encouraged to write reviews about them, although they're contractually obligated to disclose that. Now, every single one of the 23 positively glowing reviews of Amazon's Allbird clones are from Vine users. But does it really matter if the shoe is nice, comfortable, and cheaper than Allbirds? To people like Tinder's Morris, well, it does indeed. He said on Twitter, "There are no rules anymore. If you build a product and that works, well, Amazon or Facebook will copy it. People used to care, not anymore." Fox is expanding its 4K offerings after it streamed every single Women's World Cup game in 4K. It's now doing the same for the NFL's Thursday Night Football, the new season of which kicks off on September 26th. The broadcasts will be available via the Fox Sports and Fox Now streaming apps. As was the case with the Women's World Cup, well, you'll need a specific device to enjoy the games in 4K. Either an Apple TV or Roku Gear should suffice. You can watch on Roku Premiere, Roku Premiere Plus, Roku Streaming Stick Plus, Roku Ultra, or a 4K TV with Roku OS built into it. The 4K Thursday games will also be available through Fox Sports' usual distributors. On top of that, NFL Network exclusive games will be available via Yahoo Sports and other Verizon media services, while Fox Thursday Night Football games will be simulcast on Amazon Prime Video and Twitch. Fox says it's planning on adding support for more devices in the future, but hasn't given any dates as of yet. This is so cool, and it's about time. Wing, the drone delivery company that started its life within the Google X Lab before spinning out into its own thing under the Alphabet umbrella, is prepping for takeoff. The company announced recently that it's launching a test program in Virginia with Walgreens, FedEx, and some other local retailers. As part of the program, Wing will be able to deliver kids' snacks like Goldfish, water, gummy bears, and yogurt, and over-the-counter meds like Tylenol or cough drops from Walgreens, select packages from FedEx Express, and sweets and stationery from Sugar Magnolia. That's a local shop. But unless you're one of the roughly 22,000 people in Christiansburg and happen to be in a neighborhood they've deemed eligible, well, you're not going to be able to check it out just yet. Wing says the pilot program is limited to the small Montgomery County town for now, as they work with locals to figure out what works and what doesn't. The company declined to give any sort of timeline for when the program might expand to other parts of the U.S. So, how is it going to work? When the customer places an order, one of Wing's delivery drones heads for a pickup location. As Wing's drones are only allowed to take off or land in specific locations, pickups and deliveries are handled via a tether, with the drone itself hovering about 20 feet in the air. Once at the pickup location, a tether is lowered and a human operator hooks the package onto the line. The drone then winches the package into the air, secures it, and heads for its destination. Once in flight, Wing says its drones cruise at about 60 to 70 miles per hour, with a range of about 6 miles each way. Once the drone arrives at the delivery location, the same tether line lowers the package. When the drone detects that the package has reached the ground, the package is released automatically, and the drone heads back home. All in all, Wing estimates that they can make a delivery within about 10 minutes of a customer finalizing their order. And if the tether gets stuck on something or someone tries to grab it and tug it down, the drone is designed to detect the resistance and release the tether, dropping the line to the ground. Wing says its drone can currently handle a payload of about 3 pounds, with the drone itself weighing roughly 10 pounds. Wing isn't going to charge pilot program customers for delivery either. Customers will pay the store's sticker price, and delivery during this test phase will simply be free. Wing says the first delivery should start sometime next month. With the release of iOS 13, Apple's added a fun new feature to music that I think is actually pretty cool. It's timed synced lyrics. The updated lyrics experience presents real-time synced song words that animate along with the music as they're being sung, rapped, or spoken, no matter how mumbly or shouty. The feature also lets you navigate music in a pretty cool new way as well. You can skip to a part of a song simply by tapping on the lyric. So no more pretending that you know all the words. It's available right now for all Apple Music subscribers on iPhone, iPad, and iPod Touch. An Android version is on its way, as is one for Apple TV, which will be handy for impromptu karaoke parties. How cool is this? At the 2019 Geneva Motor Show, Bugatti announced the revival of one of the most unique cars in the company's storied history, the Baby. At the time of the announcement, the project was still in its infant stages, so to speak, and the only available example was a 3D printed model. Still, it didn't stop buyers from reserving all 500 examples of the Baby 2 within 3 weeks. Months later, at its 110th anniversary celebration in France, Bugatti showed the first functioning prototype, which special VIPs were allowed to test drive. It's dubbed the XP1. This prototype is the result of a collaboration between Bugatti and the little car company. Bugatti wants to make a modern and a more accessible version of the Baby, dubbed the XP1. This prototype is the result of a collaboration between Bugatti and the little car company. Bugatti wanted to make a modern and more accessible version of the Baby, which itself is modeled after a different legend, the 1924 Type 35 Lion Grand Prix car. Although the original Baby was half-scale, Bugatti set out to build a three-quarter size model that could fit not only kids, but certain adults as well. In building the Baby 2, Bugatti tried to replicate as much as it possibly could to bring the Type 35's essence back to life. Some of the coolest features include a hollow front axle, 8-spoke wheels, which now have Michelin tires, the 4-spoke steering wheel, a turned aluminum dashboard with a clock used for measuring race performance, and a digital recreation of the fuel pressure gauge. Although French Racing Blue was used for the prototype, Bugatti says the Baby 2 can be printed in modern colors or vintage colors that are tied to specific racers or events from the company's history. The Baby 2, which is rear-wheel drive, has a limited slip differential, can be ordered with either a 1.4 kilowatt-hour lithium-ion battery pack or a 2.8 kilowatt-hour pack, which is expected to have a range close to 20 miles. Those packs will feed an electric powertrain that can be set to 1 kilowatt child mode that can reach 12 miles per hour, or a 4 kilowatt adult mode that can reach up to 28 miles per hour. Possibly the most interesting news at the launch is detailing about three different available versions of the Baby 2. The base Baby 2 will be crafted with a composite body. The Baby 2 Vitesse will have a carbon fiber body, and the Baby 2 Purseng will wear a hand-built aluminum body. Both the Vitesse and Purseng will come with speed keys that unlock 10 kilowatts of power and disable the speed limiters. Once development is complete, the little car company will handle production of the Baby 2 in the UK throughout 2020 and 2021. Last we heard, the Baby 2 will start around $34,000. Google Assistant, the digital assistant from the global research giant, is available to users through their smartphones, laptops, smart speakers. Earlier this year, the company partnered with KaiOS to bring the assistant to some feature phones with internet access. Now Google is going a step farther, bringing its virtual assistant to people who have the most basic cell phones with no internet access at all. It's starting this program in India. At an event in New Delhi, the company announced a 24/7 telephone line that anyone in India on Vodafone and Idea Telecom networks could dial to have any of their questions answered. It's like a 2019 version of information, which in America was 411. The company said it tested the phone line with thousands of users, and it works pretty well. Users will be able to dial 000-800-9191-000, and they won't be charged for the call or the service. Manuel Bronstein, a VP at Google, said through this program, the company is hoping to reach hundreds of millions of users in India who currently don't have access to smartphones or the internet. Arcimoto is finally shipping its three-wheeled EVs to customers. It's been more than a decade of working on its fun utility vehicle, or FUV. Arcimoto is finally shipping the three-wheeled EVs to customers, and the company announced recently that it's entering production mode, which means you could see the FUV cruising around California, Oregon and Washington in the near future. The FUV was designed to lower CO2 emissions, but also to take up less space than the typical EV. The result is something between a car and a motorcycle. It reaches a top speed of 75 miles per hour, has a city driving range of 102.5 miles per charge. It supports level 2 charging and costs $19,900 before tax credits and EV rebates. It comes with heated seats and grips, Bluetooth speakers, removable doors, and a lockable rear storage. This milestone is the culmination of 12 years of effort by an incredibly talented team to bring the market a truly affordable, incredibly fun, hyper-effective small footprint EV for everyday driving, said Mark Frohnmayer. That's Arcimoto's founder and president. To start, Arcimoto is selling to customers on the West Coast, but the company hopes to expand into other states, and it plans to fill all of its pre-orders, more than 3,000, by the end of next June. The FUV is Arcimoto's first EV, but there are already two more in the pipeline. The Deliverator, meant for local and last-mile deliveries, and the Rapid Responder, designed for emergency medical services and campus security. If you're interested but want to test drive the FUV before you throw down nearly 20 grand, well, you may be happy to know that Arcimoto has a rental and customer experience center available in Oregon. Google's parental control software Family Link, which is awesome by the way, is getting a noteworthy update with the addition of new features that will allow parents to limit screen time per app now instead of the device as a whole, as well as let them more easily extend screen time as needed. The features were first announced at Google's I/O Developer Conference this spring and helped to make Family Link a more complete parental control and screen time solution. While the simplest way to manage screen time is just not give your kids a device in the first place, it's not the most realistic. As parents, we need to teach our kids to navigate the world. And that means we have to show them how to establish a healthy, non-addictive relationship with technology. Family Link is not a perfect system, but it now comes built in to Android devices with Android 10 and up, and can be downloaded as a standalone app from Google Play if you don't have it available. It's to Google's credit that it has integrated it now into the core mobile OS, where it's easier to find and use. Already, it's able to do things like set device bedtimes, track activity per app, set daily limits, view the device's location on the map, and ring it. But what was sorely lacking was the ability to more narrowly define how a child's screen time should be used. Today, there are plenty of educational apps, from flashcards to study guides to Kindle books, that kids don't deserve to be locked out of just because they've used their phone over a certain number of hours within that day. With the new per-app limits, you'll be able to limit how long each individual app on the device can be used for. That means I can drastically trim the number of hours per week she spends on TikTok and YouTube, or in mobile games. It also now means that chores around the house aren't tied to screen time as a whole, but time in a favorite app like Roblox, if you let your kids play it. I actually don't. However, per-app limits will require a lot of manual labor on the parent's part. I don't mind the extra work myself because I appreciate the granular control, but a lot of parents would be better served by category-based limits. This could be something Google will address in future updates. The other update rolling out is Bonus Time, which lets you up the amount of screen time in sort of a one-off situation. For example, if the child is in the middle of something and just needs a few more minutes, you can now grant some extra time without having to disable the screen time setting. You'll know screen time is running out because the child gets warnings at 15 minutes, 5 minutes, and then 1 minute, and they'll be sure to tell you about this. These updates have already rolled out to the cross-platform Family Link service. Parents can control Family Link settings from their Android or iOS device, and the child can use an Android or Chrome device as well. In addition to a super light laptop, HP recently unveiled an intriguing new ultra-wide curved monitor, creatively named the S430C. The 43.4-inch screen isn't the sharpest or most attractive external display I've seen, but it does have some compelling features. You can hook up two devices, for instance. Yep, two of them, and power both their screens side by side. So it's like you have two 24-inch monitors built in one bezel. Not only that, thanks to the display's processor and software called HP Device Bridge, you can also transfer files between the two machines by drag and drop. The files will be sent to the respective devices via their USB-C connections to the display, which runs at 4K resolution and 60 Hertz refresh rate. It can display up to 99% of the sRGB color spectrum and reaches a brightness of 350 nits. There's also an anti-glare finish that makes the screen easier to look at under harsh lighting. The S430C also comes with a pop-up IR camera that enables Windows Hello logins, as well as two USB-C and four USB-A ports. There's also an HDMI socket, DisplayPort, and an audio jack. Like most modern displays, the S430C can be tilted at a variety of angles. What truly stands out, though, is the file transfer tool and its ability to drive two devices at once, as long as they're running Windows, macOS, Linux, or Android, that is. Sounds like support for iOS isn't quite available yet, and neither is the display compliant with HDR. If your workspace often requires you to work on two machines at once, and this sounds like a compelling way to manage them from one place, well, you can get the S430C for $999 starting on November 4th. And finally, happening in this week's What the... Two people have escaped with their lives after being chased down by a tiger in India in a harrowing incident, all captured on video within seconds. As seen in a clip shared by Forests and Wildlife Protection Society, the pair are riding on a motorcycle when the animal emerges from the trees surrounding the road and gives chase. The tiger gets very close to the back of the bike on the road before peeling off into the trees. The two individuals on the motorcycle were officials from the Forest Department who had gone to patrol the area after reports of a tiger sighting. Comments on the video ranged from horrified to humorous. According to AnimalPlanet.com, a tiger can jump 20 to 30 feet forward in one bound due to its strong hind legs, which are longer than its front legs. National Geographic Kids report that adult tigers can run up to 40 miles per hour, which I'm guessing is about the top speed of that scooter those people were riding. Thanks for watching your weekly tech update. If you have a story you think we should feature on the program, send me an email. djraymcneil@gmail.com. Find us on Facebook at Your Weekly Tech Update and check out the podcast. Audio and video versions available on iTunes, Google, Spotify, Audioburst, and elsewhere on the interwebs. Till next time, I'm Ray McNeil. Good night, world. Your weekly tech update brought to you by Holiday Home Care, Phillip Island, Victoria, Australia. It's your turn to relax. Before you get on holiday on the island, contact Holiday Home Care. We can set up your residence or holiday rental, do the shopping for you, provide linen and towels, and make sure it's all ready by the time you get here, giving you more time to enjoy what Phillip Island has to offer.